And hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Monsters Insiders right here on NEO Sports Insiders. We're joined by our good friend from the Lake Erie Monsters, Tony Brown. Tony, how are you, my friend? Good to see you again.
Doing great. Good to be back home. Matt, it's always a pleasure to be with you here, and it's always exciting to be back at the queue where the Monsters are looking forward to launching their longest homestand of the year on Friday. Seven straight games at home. It's going to be a welcome thing for this hockey team.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about luggage or laundry or anything like that for a little while. That's probably good news, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And also, I mean, the home record for the Monsters this year has been fantastic and indicative of the fact they love playing in front of these Monsters fans. And it's going to be great to be able to do that for such an extended period of time, really three consecutive weekends here at home, and a big opportunity to make up some serious ground in the Central Division.
Yeah, Monsters, again, like you mentioned, are at home starting tomorrow night, Friday night, the 19th, against San Antonio, and also a Saturday night game against San Antonio. Right now, the Monsters sitting in fourth in the Central Division of the IHL Western Conference at 26-17-5-3, but still with their eyes on the prize, 60 points. Not bad, Tony. Only 5 points back of Rockford and Milwaukee for first in the Central. So it's really, really a lot of time left and a lot of ground that they can make up pretty quickly.
Absolutely, it is, and that's really been the story of the season in the Central Division, having so many teams so tightly compacted together. I think if you look at the Western Conference as a whole, you could probably say that maybe five out of the top six teams, maybe even six out of the top seven teams in the conference, all come from within the Central Division. And due respect to some of the teams struggling like Iowa or Manitoba at the bottom of the Central, I think the division is as strong, maybe stronger, than any other in the American League this year. And here we are driving towards March, and still, first place and fifth place in the division are separated by just a couple of games in the win column and just a couple of hundredths of percent in terms of the points percentage. So it's definitely a conference and a division specifically in which if you go on a roll and you win four or five games in a row, you can find yourself, if you started in fifth place, in first place. And as we see with Charlotte right now, a team that struggled to start the year and then played better for a while. They're in the midst of a 9-game winless streak right now. It's also a division in which you can do a lot of damage if you sort of fall into a trench a little bit. So excited to have these home games coming up to try and make a little bit of a push, and maybe when it's all said and done in terms of the homestand, maybe find the Monsters more towards first, second place in the division rather than right now hanging on to that final division playoff spot.
And, Tony, of course, it's a big weekend at the Q. Tomorrow night is the 1-2-3 Fridays, dollar sodas, $2 hot dogs, $3 beers. Also, the free post-game skate presented by Hudec Dental. It's against San Antonio. And Saturday, big night. The first 10,000 fans receive a T-shirt by PNC Bank. It's a specialty Cleveland Barons jersey. There's going to be a jersey auction. So it's going to be a great weekend of hockey action down at the Q.
It's going to be really fun, and, both of those games are big games. You mentioned the 1-2-3 Fridays. The Monsters always, of course, on those nights wear their Columbus Blue Jackets affiliate jerseys, and still, this late in the season, they are undefeated, as we knock on wood here, while wearing those jerseys this year, so that's always exciting. And on Saturday, you mentioned it, Cleveland Hockey Rocks night. Going to be a lot of fun celebrating the great and storied history of hockey in Cleveland, from the Barons, the first NHL entry in this city back in the late 70s, the AHL Barons, who were really the most accomplished team in AHL history and still are in terms of Calder Cups, and a couple of Hall of Famers, Fred Glover and Johnny Bauer, having suited up, and of course the Lumberjacks and the IHL. We'll be celebrating all of that great stuff. It'll be fun to work on Saturday night alongside my broadcast partner, Jock Callender, who of course is as legendary a Cleveland hockey player as there is. We'll have the broadcast not only on the radio on Saturday night, but also if you can't make it to the game, and it might be tough to get a ticket as we're going to have some of our largest crowds of the year this weekend, make sure you tune in on Fox Sports Ohio. So it's a big night for us there on the TV side of things, too. High-profile game, and let's not forget, not just all this pageantry and all this celebration of Cleveland hockey, but also the opponent on both Friday and Saturday, the San Antonio Rampage. And that's notable because, as you know, Matt, they are the new affiliate of the Colorado Avalanche. Right. The Avalanche, of course, the Monsters' former affiliate. So we're talking well over 1,200 combined games played for the Monsters on the San Antonio roster. So lots of familiar faces for our fans and a homecoming of sorts for those guys to this building at the Q. It's going to be a lot of fun and give sort of an interesting feel to what really just brass tacks is an important weekend of hockey in terms of getting a couple of points for the Monsters.
And the Rampage right now struggling a little bit. They're last in the Pacific Division at 22-23-7, just 51 points. So, again, you don't ever want to assume, Tony, but obviously when you're playing weaker teams at home and knowing how good the Monsters have been at Quicken Loans Arena this year, these are two games that you hope you can walk out of with a couple of points.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really important to win these games for the Monsters. They had a really good thing going, a four-game winning streak, and then last weekend went down to Austin, Texas, and ran into a really hot goaltender in the Texas Stars, Maxime Lagasse. Only got 1 out of 4 points on the weekend. So bouncing back is critical to start the homestand on a positive note, but it's not going to be easy. You mentioned the Rampage right now in last place in the Pacific Division, but they started the year really well, and of course they're going to be extra motivated, like we touched on a second ago, being able for so many of those guys to come back to a building where many of them played over 150, in some cases 200 career games for the Monsters. So there's going to be added incentive for the opponent. Of course, Dean Chenault, their head coach, was the head coach here for 3 years. Just going to be kind of a fun weekend for a lot of people on the staff here, a lot of fans to see those faces and then touch base with those players that they got to know over the years. And for the players, you know they want to come in here and spoil things for the home team. So it's going to be a tough test. I think the Monsters are ready for it, and they've had a full week of practice, which is something that's very rare this time of year. But after a four-game week last week, to be able to recoup, to be able to sort of rest and relax and recover a little bit, and then get all that great practice time instilled in them, and then get the reinforcement that came down on Monday from Columbus in the form of Anton Forsberg, the Monsters, one of the Monsters' two goaltenders at the start of the year. Just kind of a big weekend here for the Monsters to, take a step maybe out of the loss column and back into a positive frame of mind as they charge forward here on this important homestand.
And you know, Tony, when you look at the schedule upcoming, 12, I know 7 in a row at home, but 12 out of the next 16 at home all the way till March 25th. And then at that point, you've only got a handful of games left. So, you know, as the Monsters, you know, obviously look to the postseason, but also look to try to even things up in right now the Central Division. This next month, I would say month, a little over a month, is going to be the most critical of the year.
I think that's probably safe to say. I will say, though, that things, the first three quarters of the year have been any indication, things are going to go right down to the wire in the Central. So I really think it's important the rest of the way, the way these coaching stabs for really every team in this league that's still in the hunt for a playoff spot approach things with their players is every single night has to come down to how are you going to get 2 points. And in an absolute worst case scenario, you have to get a point every night, especially if you're in a situation like the Monsters are where a bad weekend really drops you out of contention. So it's going to be a sprint to the finish, no doubt, and no rest for the weary here. You got to just keep grinding and keep making progress. And the nice thing is the roster fluctuations and all the transactions that you see at the start of the year, at this time of the season, kind of settle down a little bit. You can get more into a groove, and the Monsters certainly are anxious to try and do that and take advantage of this great home crowd at the Q and this building in which they've played such good hockey this year.
Again, we're talking with our good friend Tony Brown. Tony, again, big weekend at the Q tomorrow night, the 1-2-3 Fridays against San Antonio. And then Saturday night, again, the throwback jersey night, the Cleveland Hockey Rocks night. I see the video up on the Monsters official website, which I think we're going to take and put up on ours as well. So, Tony, have a great weekend of hockey action, my friend. We'll talk to you next week as we get set for another big weekend the following weekend at home. Actually, we got a game in the middle of the week against Rochester on Thursday, and then a couple against Rockford. Big games on Friday and Saturday, but we'll talk to you before then.
Really excited about these games coming up, and also really thankful for you to have us on again, Matt. Appreciate it, man, and have a great week.
You too, Tony. Take care.